Hello and welcome once again to Postmodern Cowboys. Joining us in the parked car of Anthony, I'm joined with Anthony.
I'm joined with Brian, who forgot to talk for a minute there.
Matt.
I'd like to introduce Michelle. She is the third base.
She's the third base.
And Michelle.
Yeah.
Hello. Third base coach.
Third base
Whenever
coach.
Whenever you say, like, you've said that once before.
Third base.
Because you asked me once.
Yeah, but I didn't really, I thought you were talking about, like, the whole sexual allegory of
we've asked people to see like who are we on this podcast, like, you know, what role do we play.
Oh.
And what did we come up with?
That I was the moderator.
Right, so Brian's obviously the moderator. Mm-hmm. And
comic
and,
relief.
Yes, Matt is wild card / wild comic relief.
Uh-huh.
And you like justify the wild card.
Okay.
Like you appreciate Matt. You kind of ground him in reality.
Right, yeah.
And then Michelle's the cool one.
Michelle's the cool one. We all agree that you're the cool one.
No way. I'm just ever
citizen. Whoa.
Well, compared to us, you're the cool one, you know?
Wow. Because
we're not cool. I don't think we're cool.
I have to be a teacher to be the cool one.
I don't think we're that cool. Like,
okay, they're just small talking on cough syrup just a minute ago. I mean,
I'm concerned about Matt. That was concerned.
Cool people don't talk about
cough syrup. That was a cry for help.
It's 41 Tylenols to kill a 10-year-old.
Oh my goodness.
Why the
Oh my god. That is terrible.
No, you can calculate. It's not something expensive.
Oh.
Like the average 10-year-old?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think it's 50 pounds.
Wow.
Take care.
Wow, that's really deliberate, though. Like 40. That's like...
41.
41.
49.
Yeah.
So the topic that we thought we'd enlighten our listeners on is one that we've been toying with for a while lately.
Toying with,
yes.
Yes.
So several months ago on our... email account, postmoderncowboys@gmail.com.
Yes.
We received a single
fortune, by the way.
We received an email from Javier, who we've made a friend named Javi.
We're not sure if it's the same person. We might not be.
Probably not. It's fun to imagine. Hold on, let me find the email and read it to our listeners.
There's so much email.
So much email.
Postmodercowboys.com.
Yeah. Do you think people are important by how much email they get or how much email they don't get?
Oh, really?
Interesting.
Oh.
The weight of a person is by emails. Mm.
If you get too much email, maybe it's counterproductive.
Received from Javier Lopez, titled "A Postmodern Suggestion."
Mm.
See, I think this is a real person. That's
lovely.
Spam.
Yeah.
You think this is a real person? I think it's a real person.
And then
why would I not think it's a real person?
The actual email is in all caps with no punctuation, and it says. Hi, I am big fan. I sell wife to be postmodern with you. Can you please talk about Catan? Catan is good. Also talk Dungeons and Dragons. Please.
I'm scared right now. I'm really scared. Oh, this like the wave of fear just swept me.
That's like besides my dad. That's our one fan. So I
no one kill the Canadian folks.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Dad.
And so,
a problem
and
with this
sexy new prime minister, he's great.
A problem with this, oh yeah, Trudeau.
Trudeau.
What a man.
A lot has changed.
What a man.
You can describe quantum.
That Trudeau-do.
Trudeau-do,
man.
We digress.
So yeah, one problem with the suggestion is that, am I right, none of us have played Catan? Yes.
I played it once.
I've never played it. But one thing that I have played, I think we can all agree on probably is Monopoly.
Right.
Word.
Yes.
So, yes. I think a safe theme that we can try to revolve around this episode is the theme of board games.
Board games.
The theme of games, perhaps, and competition.
Games. Game
and maybe even if we were to wander this far, competition in a national political sense. We are in the middle of... Yeah, you know, like now...
Canada just finished their election.
The presidential game has been reduced to 2.5
exactly
players.
Right.
So,
yeah.
So, Monopoly.
Yes.
Or Catan.
Catan.
Or, you know, the election season. Which candidate would be a Monopoly piece? Which one?
Oh, that is a very good question.
Hillary's the thimble?
Oh, God. The thimble?
I was just going to say that.
She's
the thimble?
You think you need her, but really you only need her when you're... don't want to get stabbed.
And one time she's just in the way.
And
no one wants to play with the thimble. No one fights over the thimble.
I always was a thimble.
Really? You want the thimble?
I was thimbled out.
My girlfriend didn't realize it was a thimble. Morella always thought it was a trash can.
It was the trash can.
And it's funny when you think about it because it can never be stood up as a trash can. So
never.
If you were to think of it as a trash can, it is the trash can that is always falling down.
That's true.
So it's not a thimble, more of a symbol of just,
well, it's not her fault. Like, she's never had to use a thimble. So.
Oh yeah, I'm. Yeah. Just pointing out, you know, the dimensions of meaning that token can have.
What other, like, things are there? The Scottish Terrier?
Yes.
The Horseman?
The Top Hat?
I love the Horseman. The Horseman's my go-to one.
Spindle?
The Spindle?
Oh, yeah.
The one that makes the thread.
The Battleship?
Which makes sense if there's a thimble, right? Because there's thread. Yeah.
Why are those?
I don't know.
Well, you have to think. I think Trump is the battleship because you look at all the other objects and you think, what is a battleship
doing there? Oh, true.
Yeah, very true. I always thought Trump would be Moneybags himself.
Mr. Monopoly?
Mr. Monopoly.
No, he's not that good of a businessman.
Yeah, so. And he's not that worthy of that position.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
True, true.
Battleship can be orange.
That is an icon.
Yeah. Pennybags? Moneybags?
I don't know what his name is.
Uncle Pennybags.
He has a name?
Yeah, I think it's Pennybags.
I believe you.
Yeah, me too.
And what else?
Lucy, I think modeled after J.P. Morgan Chase, probably.
Scottish Terrier? I was thinking the worn-out shoe.
This is why I was thinking
Scottish Terrier. It's because Scottish Terrier are always with old owners. But you did worn-out shoe.
No, I like worn-out shoe.
You're worse.
Worn-out shoe or what else? I feel like the car. We're missing the car.
Right, that was
Martin O'Malley. He was flashy. He was great. He was young.
Ben Carson
would.
5 seconds.
Ben Carson. Who would Ben Carson
Ben
be?
Carson would definitely be the wheelbarrow.
Yeah, he is the wheelbarrow.
I only saw him in that clip where they were doing the debates with the Republican Party, and everyone was just standing there.
Oh yeah.
He didn't
hear his name, and so he just stood there.
Everyone was calling their names, and they were just like,
"What?
They need to hold it up."
More kind of like Ben, down like Ben Carson.
Yeah.
You need to hold him up.
You gotta hold him up.
Yeah.
Benny C.
Yeah.
Benny C.
And so.
Yes, I'm here.
I'm trying to. There's a. Were you gonna say something?
Well, I was gonna say that. You know, Game of Monopoly is dark. You know, it's a dark. You know,
it has some dark
undertones. It is. No,
when
it is.
When you play Monopoly,
yeah.
You only go into it wanting all your other friends to lose.
Exactly. And
isn't that games in general? Well, I mean, there
but
are...
But it emphasizes it because of money.
No, but like Louis C.K. says, you know, the ending of a Monopoly game is a dark one. You know, like short of suicide. Like, it's you know, you're ruined. You ruin someone. You know what I mean?
That is the goal.
Yeah, like to financially bankrupt someone. And, you know, so the last time I played Monopoly was with you a couple days ago.
Yeah.
And
I bought Monopoly game. It's actually here. It's in the trunk.
Game. It's in the trunk. I have one too. I don't know why Brian bought the classic one.
I got it from Secret Santa that one time.
That was Operation.
Oh.
He's been playing as Monopoly.
I got a Monopoly game.
He's been playing Operation as Monopoly. It's really confusing.
So it's interesting talking about Monopoly.
No, but so we were playing, and it was so satisfying to see, like Angel, like, not have enough money to pay.
It was satisfying to you?
It was satisfying to me seeing
Maral
that.
Maral and I were talking about it, that was the worst part of the game.
No, I loved it. And that's the whole... See, if you feel sorry for him, then you don't get Monopoly, right? But it was so... Well, first of all, Angel refused to make deals with me, so that's why. Maybe that's why I was so satisfied. But it was just so satisfying seeing someone, like, down on their luck. You know what I mean? It was just something, like, American about that. Like, I'm really happy that you're failing right now. I don't know.
It's interesting talking about politics and board games.
I don't think that happens in Catan, right? You can never like go bankrupt like that, or
in Catan you just lose because
I thought Catan is just more of like how much property you get.
You just
like
want
how
10
much
points.
Land you get.
Mm-hmm. You want 10 points.
Very colonial.
Yeah, it's a different.
Yeah. It's very. Basic.
It's different.
You need all the resources to do so.
Mm-hmm. The last and only time I've played Risk was in 2012 with some cousins.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember that because when I play board games, I get into character. And so when I was playing Risk...
You made the country?
I was Overlord Mitt Romney. I identified as Overlord Mitt Romney.
Have you ever played Risk, Michelle?
No, I didn't.
No, you haven't?
No.
I'm going to make a confession here. I've never played a game of Risk in my life.
Oh.
But I will always say that I have. And after this podcast, if Risk ever comes up again, of course I have played Risk. Of course.
Of course.
But I actually have never played a game of Risk in my life. It just has never happened.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Because you don't
want to
lose.
The stars have
maybe. No. I've never been, like, offered a game of Risk either. Like,
you don't want to win Risk.
My friends never, like, we never play Risk.
Mm-hmm.
We play other stuff.
You know?
But people just assume that I play Risk.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Because
I just have that personality kind of... and that, I don't know, that persona, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll go along with them. Of course I play Risk, and I'm really good at it. But just for you podcast listener.
Dad.
Right. I've never played Risk in my life, so... Yeah. There's that. And of course, I'll deny it till the very end if it comes up again in polite conversation.
Okay.
There's this website that I used recently with a bunch of my friends. It's basically you log into it, but like, I don't know, they give you a code and you punch in the code, and then you get into this room, and then kind of like you know those online like
chat rooms.
No, those like online.
I'm in with you.
Like Counter Strike and like what are they called?
Oh, okay.
Like RPG? Are they called RPG games? Yeah, basically you just log in and then you're in that group and then you play games. But the games are super fun. It's kind of like
like Maple Story.
No. It's like you make up lies and then everyone has to pick what like a truth from all the lies.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Like there's one truth and all of them are lies and then you have to pick the.
Interesting.
Right, you play Maple Story?
Yes.
Yeah. Super interesting.
Junior high. It wasn't that interested. One of the things that inspired me to buy Monopoly was I recently had a family. My grandfather had his 94th birthday.
94?
94.
Wow, he made it to 94.
Yeah, Mr. Yaoub.
I'm never going to make it to 94, just FYI.
And we decided to play a family game of Monopoly.
Hmm.
And so I thought, this was the first time I'd played in a while, so I thought I would be the mat of the game. I'd be the wild card. Right. I'm just going to try to throw people off and make nonsensical decisions.
Sure.
People like you.
And my aunt Bethel, who was a little tipsy, decided that she wanted to side with me.
That's interesting.
And so
I feel like I get really annoyed.
I know, right? Yeah.
So much focus.
So we were going.
Mortgages when you're tipsy. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So we were going to be one player, but then we decided no, let's play separately, but on each other's teams. So we ended up we both bought one of the purple properties, and so we teamed together.
Properties.
I gave her my property. We
the
shared,
Baltimore properties.
Shared the cost of building hotels on the purple properties, and we decided we'd split the profits.
Very communist way of approaching a capitalist board game.
We teamed up, and she won. She won, actually.
She won?
Yeah. Oh. We had to stop because it was getting late, and my grandpa was sleeping. But it was quite a time, and my uncle, he didn't land on any property, so he was constantly trying to buy, like, I'll take that red property from you for $800. And so he quickly died. And then, like, after a while, my dad was a banker.
Outdated.
Yeah.
Back then, you just buy property everywhere. Like, oh, you own that?
You know,
about $800.
What concept was really fascinating to me, because I was doing a game recently, and I was just thinking, like, so what if you lose? Like, why is it? Why do people get so hot and bothered? Like, why not just go against the system and just make your own game out of going against all the rules of the system? Because, like, so many people value, like, okay, so, like...
Michelle is obviously the Bernie Sanders of the game.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
No, I forgot what game
rigged.
It was. It was, like...
Yeah.
It was like,
I always land on the luxury tax.
Dang, I wish I remembered, but basically, at one point, I was just like, I'm not even gonna do this game to win. And then it was so fun to just troll. And like, it was almost like, you know, when a child indulges in like a bunch of candy that they could never get. Mm-hmm. It was that feeling.
You did this in Monopoly?
No, I forgot what game it was, but it was some kind of online.
Because it's hard to do this in Monopoly, right? Because
it's hard to.
You kinda, well, no, it's hard to just like indulge yourself.
Mm.
Unless unless you like do the legwork at the beginning and like set up properties.
That's true.
Then you can kick back and indulge yourself. Mm-hmm. But like, you just can't like go in there and
start off strong.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's a game that forces you.
I do know a lot about games, though.
You do?
Most of my life is games.
Uh-huh.
I've spent a lot of time on internet.
On the internet.
I've done board game.
Board game.
I know people who are board game enthusiasts, and I have my resources.
Board
game people.
You have a board game guy.
I part of me is a board game guy. But only because I know. We did some board games for Compass.
Compass?
Oh, yeah. I remember I won first time.
Yeah, Ticket to Ride.
Huh? Was that what it was?
Yeah.
It was like an alternative to Monopoly, almost.
Yeah. And then there was... But I mean, when we ever talk about board games, all anyone ever plays nowadays are Cards Against Humanity.
Oh,
and they also have online versions of that now.
Oh, really?
Where if you have nothing better to do, you can play Cards Against Humanity against the depraved people of your generation online.
Oh.
Based on anything, it can be.
Well, part of. Well, how can you play against strangers though?
It's an online sort of server, like Michelle was saying, but with cards.
But isn't that
humanity.
The whole point of Cards Against Humanity or Apples to Apples or whatever? Like the fact that you know the other person.
Oh yeah.
And, like, you know what makes this person tick.
True.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. In that case, it's more. Like, what's the funniest?
And that's true.
It's the wackiest. The most surreal.
It's so strange though. We're getting to this weird,
new
era of society where it's like. People are having a really hard time making friends.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Like,
it's very true.
People have been, like, you know, moving around for work, like, for, like, years. Mm-hmm. But, like, only recently have these apps, like, come up almost, mm-hmm. like, mm-hmm. babying people to think, like, almost, like, telling them, like, no, you don't need to try and go mm-hmm. out and meet new people. Here's mm-hmm. an app that will give, mm-hmm. be your middleman.
And you have 700 friends on it, built yeah. in.
It's the value of playing a board game as opposed to an yeah. app version of a board game.
I don't That's play true. Games anymore because of that.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Fascinating.
Yeah, the whole point of the board game is to be in person and to, mm-hmm.
to be yeah. bored together.
Yeah, exactly.
I was always bad at board games. That's why I played them.
That's why I played them too, because I was pretty bad, but it was entertaining.
I'm not going to lie. I love snakes and ladders. Because whenever someone got on the big snake right at the top and they got all the way back down at like 7, I loved it.
No, that's really, no, that's really what fuels these like games. This idea of
seeing other people lose.
Seeing other people lose, yeah. Something very primal about
Connect
that.
Connect 4
yeah.
is such a brutal game. K through 5. I've seen it play. There's one kid that knows how to play and the other kid's like, how do I make 4? And, oh, I lost. There's no strategy to it.
Yeah, it's like at that, I mean, yeah, it's at that moment where it's either you know how to play or you don't know what words are.
Or why do they
like board that games? Age of people.
Yeah.
Oh, that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I work with K through 5 and they have board games where for some of them they're like it takes 20 minutes to set up or it's a 20 minute game and these kids are like 8 and under. Mm. What are they planning? You know, why would they have that? It's like like there was this Minecraft game that they had, but it was supposed to teach kids how to program. But it's recommended for children 8 and up, but it takes like 20 minutes to set up, and you need all the pieces. And the one thing kids like doing with board games is losing all the pieces. That's why Uno is a fun game to play with kids, because you don't need all the cards to play Uno.
That's true.
You can have an Uno deck that's 20 years old and still play Uno with it. Uno is also fun, because Draw 4s are fun.
Draw 4s are fun.
You never want anyone else to win.
Do you play like Draw 4, you can put a Draw 2 and it still works? Like it adds up? Do you play with that? Or?
Oh, what do you mean? Oh, you can stack Draw 4s?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, oh, that's rude.
That's a dangerous yeah. rule.
That's someone with a vendetta right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah, we used to play that.
That's how you get someone to hate
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that was a house rule.
It's fascinating how these games are, like, models of, like, our thought process, of, like, our way of looking at the world. Yeah. And, like, or was I saying when?
As the wise
like,
man.
Like, you either know how to play the game or you don't know what words are, like, at that age. Or,
right.
You were saying something like how apps are made to indulge us in our thought processes rather than like board games that make us think in a new way. Like,
because would you rather play Scrabble or read a dictionary?
Truly. Yeah. Interesting point. Valid point.
And you can't win a dictionary.
I kind of wanted to.
I play Words with Friends, so. Yeah. So there's that.
And I kind of wanted to try to draw a parallel with what we're talking about, like the political process and how like the idea of competition and enemy, like with apps and like computers, the enemy is like this ambiguous algorithm. It's the system, you know?
You see,
it's like not a real thing. Like if we played a board game, I can know, like I'm trying to make Anthony lose. Mm. But if you're playing Monopoly on the phone, it's like a ghost, you know? Mm. And like, if you wanted to look at, I don't know, politics or like PC culture where, you know, no one person is the enemy. It's an idea, this ambiguous thing that you can't really personify.
But politics is not about that, though. Politics is about doing things.
It's about power.
Yes, but it's about power to do things.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. You know?
Build hotels.
No.
Like gaining land.
You don't have to be in politics to build hotels, right?
Well, Trump.
But if you want to build a lot of hotels, you gotta.
You gotta at least try to become
Otherwise
president.
Otherwise, they'll pass hotel
You
laws.
See, I don't know, man. So I think people, you know, make politics bigger than it is, you know?
Yeah.
Politics Definitely. Isn't a game. Politics isn't a show, right? Politics is you know, deciding how much water we're going to tax, you know? Politics
like
is about boring things like
Catan.
That, you know? Yeah, politics is more like Settlers of Catan than anything else.
Some people want to flip the board when you're just trying to play the game.
You know,
we're not going to elect you to the House of Representatives.
My favorite quote is, a tie is always a board flip away.
We're
running out of time. Finish your thoughts.
I don't know. Politics is the art of the possible, right? And and winning is not always possible, right? And so you do something very dirty called compromising, which nowadays is basically losing, right? And we've turned politics into this win or lose thing, which is very, it's a very recent thing that we've done. And we made it about teams now, right? And this idea that if you switch teams, you've committed this cardinal sin, you know? And people used to vote Republican and Democrat in, you know, within 20 years, and that wasn't a problem. No one cared if you were a Democrat, you know, 30 years ago, you know? It wasn't like an identity marker, you know? It was just, let's fix something, you know?
Right.
And I think we've made it a game, and we've made it into teams, and we made it into winning and losing, when it's really about, you know, fixing lead in water, you know? It's about solving problems.
Were you going to say something earlier, Michelle? It looks like you were thinking of something, but...
I was just wondering, like, how Trump, if he was president.
Yeah.
Oh, like, okay, no, I don't even want to talk about that anymore because I don't want to give him any more attention.
Right,
like,
exactly.
I say
like,
that every
I think it's like sometimes, like, I feel like, you know, people should go back to basics and, like, kind of, like, restudy, like, how the government actually works because, like, some people are very upset with the actual person being president. And I know they're in a, like, they're one person making a decision, but it's like it takes a lot to get that decision up to him, you know. So it's like it's more of like who are your senators and like who what's your state doing. Like
that's true.
It's like it that is more important than who the president is. Like like that's the root, and then once your root is good, that's when like that president, no matter who that person is, will get those good decisions for him to decide on.
Right.
But it's like, yeah, I don't know. Like a lot of people are focusing too much, like. On like the tippy top rather than the bottom.
That's how it always is, though. I mean,
no, for sure, because there is not, there's nothing more public than a presidential candidacy.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
I understand, but it's like, I don't know. Some people get so hot and bothered by it, but it's like
that's true.
Know,
you're
dude,
right.
Like
you're right.
Who? Like it's like yeah. Like there's a. I'm pretty sure we had a buttload of presidents who were like, they did some things that we really. Don't agree on as people, but like they were really great as presidents. Like Bill Clinton, like okay,
well, he got a free pass.
No one talks about it because he was just
he's so cool about it.
Was so good. Everyone was like, peace. Like we also we are not at war on anything. We're like chilling. What? Yeah, I can cheat every now and then. Whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it's like.
Well, yeah.
No, I'm saying like
in politics.
When you're president, I guess.
No, in politics.
So thanks for joining us at Postmodern Cowboys.
Yes.
Feel free to email us at postmoderncowboys@gmail.com.
Exactly.
Please make that email account worth the hassle it went to make it.
Exactly.
So once again, I'm Brian.
I'm Anthony.
I'm Register.
I'm Michelle.
And have a good week.
Awesome.
See you next time.
Bye.
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 I really like everyone has a good or everyone has their own like Bill Clinton impersonation.
Yeah, who?
Like, oh, I'm thinking of
like
us
people in general.
Yeah, I mean, like everyone
feel
has.
Your pain.
Yeah,
what's
feel
a quote?
Your pain. I did not have sexual relations with that woman. I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
I feel you. I do.
I feel your pain.
Oh, that's good.
That was good.
But I feel like it has to be very short, like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's
hey
it
there,
wrong?
Michelle. How you doing, girl?
everyone's gonna miss the Obama.
No, I'm gonna miss him so much. Can we have an episode?
No matter who's president.